Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Greg Merlis joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Greg, you guys do a blood drive every year, and I, by simple deduction here, I noticed the last name and is similar to yours for yes. The blood drive.
What deductive reasoning
know,
you have, my friend.
Wicked smart over here.
Elementary, Watson.
It is the Gary Merlis Memorial Blood Drive in its 21st year this year, and I understand this is your father. Tell us, what was your inspiration to start this blood drive?
Yes, it is in memory of my dad. He sadly passed away in 2001 after a diligent battle with myelodysplasia, a pre-leukemia. And as part of his treatment, he went through a bone marrow transplant and countless blood transfusions. Blood is something that is only by humans. There's no substitute. There's no chemical creation to substitute it. And we saw how much him and the other patients at Dana-Farber, Brigham Women's, where he was treated, had to go through, receive, and it's just a way for us to, A, keep his memory alive, but also give back and hopefully help countless others by helping collect this blood, donate ourselves, and just bring it aware to others that the importance of blood.
And you make this an event. This isn't just to stop by, give us your blood, take a cookie, and go home. You really make this a day of community, people coming from like his old high school class, things like this. Can you tell us what folks can expect when they come by to donate blood? Because they will.
Yes. The drive runs from 8 to 3 on January 11th, and it is. There are classmates of his that come, stay all day. We do a pancake breakfast, pizza, ice cream in the afternoon. We have music. Last year we had a DJ. Hopefully we'll have a DJ again this year. It is a true atmosphere. We don't want this to be, hey, just come in, roll up your sleeve and donate. We want you to do that. But if you want to stay, enjoy pancakes in the morning or pizza in the afternoon or just what have you. It's a fun atmosphere and hopefully many will be able to join us this year as we try to collect even more blood than we have in the past.
I love this, that you're doing it this time of year too. Over the holidays can be difficult. My wife lost her mom to pancreatic cancer in April, and the holidays have been pretty tough on her. I'm sure you losing your dad at you know, he was, what, 50 years old? So you were pretty young.
Yeah.
The holidays has got to be a pretty tough time of year. But to do this in January, like, we're all going to get together. We're going to celebrate him. I think that's fantastic.
Definitely. Definitely.
What does it mean to you as a son to keep his memory alive in this way?
Oh, I'm glad to do it. You know, sadly, so many people are affected by cancer still. Just as you said, and you know, if this is able to help someone else as they're going through their treatment, and you know, lessens the impact on their family and not having a concern that, hey, there's not going to be enough blood, because hospitals run into that, especially here in the winter season with flu and other viruses preventing individuals from being able to donate, and it's great.
Okay, so 21st annual Gary Merlis Memorial Blood Drive happening January 11th, King Philip Middle School, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you want details on that, if you want to text us here in the studio, we'll text you back a direct link. What is the website to go to?
We have a Facebook page. Just should be able to just search Gary Merlis Memorial Blood Drive. You'll find it. There's an event on there. There's a link to sign up on our schedule. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins will be welcomed. And you can also email me directly at gm.memorial.drive@gmail.com.
All right, yeah, and just text us here in the studio, too, and we'll get you all the information, 617-931-1234. So, Greg, you and your father, Gary, and everybody involved are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck with the blood drive, Greg.
And hope you can all join us at the drive yourself.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life that you want to brag about, whether you're putting on the 21st annual blood drive or you got all your Christmas shopping completely finished, let's go. Celebrate the wins.
Mail some. Most of my stuff I do on Amazon because, you know, everybody's got a list in my family because we live so far away. But for my sisters, I actually bought stuff.
Mm.
It's been sitting on my counter for 2 weeks.
I've been to the post office three days in a row.
Get them wrapped and get them in a box and get them in the mail.
Spent my life at the post office the past 3 days. So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text us at that number.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England. Kennedy, say hey to Stacy from Middleborough.
Hi, Stacy.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is gone into that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Stacy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
A Bluey movie will hit theaters in 2027. What kind of animal is Bluey?
He's a dog.
An adorable Australian dog.
Katie Holmes turns 46 today. Katie Holmes quietly dated which actor/comedian for 6 years before they broke up?
Russell Brand.
Question number three. Beyonce made RIAA history with the most certified titles for a female artist with 103. Beyonce released her 8th studio album this past year. What was it called?
It was like Cowboy Princess or something like that. Something cowboy.
Question number four. Legendary director Steven Spielberg, celebrating his 78th today. He's won the Academy Award for Best Director twice in his career. Can you name one of the movies that he's won for?
Steven Spielberg? Was he Jurassic Park?
And question number five. Tom Cruise received the U.S. Navy's Distinguished Public Service Award for outstanding contributions to the Navy and the Marine Corps for movies like Top Gun. What is Miles Teller's call sign in Top Gun Maverick?
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Stacey, I understand you teach business classes in high school?
I do.
What's the most important lesson you're teaching young people today?
Right now we're working on how to do our taxes.
Don't get a credit card till you're 30. That should be in there.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Stacey got 1 out of 5.
Oh, Sooch.
These are pretty tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Okay.
A Bluey movie will hit theaters in 2027. What kind of animal is Bluey?
A dog.
1-1. Katie Holmes turns 46 today. She quietly dated which actor / comedian for 6 years before they split?
Jamie Foxx.
Was that ever confirmed?
Nope.
That's not real, is it?
I think it was.
It is real. He alluded to it in his special,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think they did.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
I think they just tried to keep it, you know, private. God bless them.
2-1. Question number 3. Beyonce made RIAA history with the most certified titles for a female artist at 103. Beyonce released her 8th studio album this past year. What is it called?
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter, yeah. That is it, not Cowboy Princess.
3-1.
Question number 4. Legendary director Steven Spielberg, turning 78 today. He's won the Academy Award for Best Director twice in his career. Name one of the movies that he's won for.
Saving Private Ryan.
That is correct. Also, you can always answer Schindler's List with any question about Steven.
He's only won twice?
For Best Director, yeah.
Wow.
4-1. Question number 5. Tom Cruise received the Navy's Distinguished Public Service Award for outstanding contributions to the Navy and the Marine Corps through movies like Top Gun. What is Miles Teller's call sign in Top Gun Maverick?
Oh, it's pigeon. It's a goose. Duck.
Talk to me, duck.
I'm going to say it's a, I don't know, an egret. I don't know.
Pigeon, come in. Come in, pigeon.
I mean, it is a bird, right? Or no?
I love that. Ostrich, where are you? Please respond, ostrich. Rooster.
Emu, we're taking heavy fire.
4-1 is the final score. It was Rooster, by the way, if you didn't.
Good enough. Thank you, friend.
Nice job, Kennedy, yeah, with the 4-1 win. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Stacy from Middleborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
So occasionally, when you, you know, talk as many hours a day as we do, you say things that sound inappropriate, and that led to this bit this week called Out of Context Audio. Kennedy has scoured audio of our show and brought it to us this morning. And then we're going to try and figure out what the hell we were talking about when this moment happened, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and play the first one?
Play the first one.
Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back. Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back. Huh.
I know what she's talking about, Dan.
Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back. I don't like it the more you play.
Everything is hard on the show today. I take offense.
No, I said I take it back.
Oh,
I take it back.
Oh,
everything is hard on the show today. I take it back.
Oh, you take it back. I have no
idea. I don't want to take it anywhere if things are hard on the show.
No idea, Kennedy. What is it?
You have an idea?
Oh, wait, this just happened like a week or two ago, but I have the memory
really?
Of goldfish.
You think this just happened a week ago?
Well, I only started doing these,
oh,
I
know.
In August.
I know.
Yeah, give it to me.
The mystery Christmas game. And then we were talking about Can't Be Kennedy beating you. It's also hard.
Dan Breslin for the
So
win.
If you want to play Can't Be Kennedy, win the cash. No mystery Christmas songs needed.
No, it's a lot easier.
Different part of your brain.
You're right.
Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back. May the odds be in your favor.
Oh, my God.
Score one for the goldfish. Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back.
That's good.
I guess the first one we've got right in 2 days.
That's a fact. All right, out of context audio. Here's the next one. I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning. Oh, I remember that one.
The floor is yours.
It was kind of a gimme, but it's
just
so funny.
I remember that one. You were showing us your scar after your gallbladder was removed like 2 weeks ago.
I did pop my top off.
And you popped your shirt all the way up, and there was your nipple. I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning. I'm pretty sure that's what it's from.
I had like 20 staples put in me from the surgery. I got all of those taken out, so I have a very nice...
Do they just use a staple remover like I have at my desk?
Yeah, no, yeah. I thought there was going to be like a whole thing. It's just a lady in a room just popping them out.
Do you get local anesthesia?
Nope.
Oh my God.
There's little bee stings.
Come on.
20 little bee stings.
Get out of here. Did you get any lanikin or something?
Check it out. You want to see?
Oh, no, I can't see it.
That is awesome.
Wait, I can't see your computer's in the way.
It's mostly tape. You can't see much right now. I'm looking forward to the day.
Bro, that's a shark fight.
Yeah.
That looks, I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning.
Oh my God, Dan, I can't
I'm going to tell people I got in a knife fight.
I can't wait till it's summertime and you're out on the beach going, yeah, I want some of this.
It's actually healing pretty good. You guys want an update?
Yeah, I do. Let me see it.
It looks great.
Oh. Right?
Oh, wow, that looks really good.
No.
I have some spray.
I just feel like Wolverine.
I have a spray at home. I'll bring it.
Saucers,
because I got so many
saucers.
Things.
I know. I got some big old pancake.
I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning. All right, here's the next one.
Oh, just a second of having my shirt up in the studio.
Oh, wait,
my nipples are hard.
Hold on, I need to hear that one. Try again. Tara supportive of the D. What? Tara supportive of the D. I'm supportive of the D? Is
there.
That, what's it?
They.
They are.
They are.
They are supportive of the D?
That's right.
Tara supportive of the D. They are supportive of the D.
That background has got to give it away.
Tara supportive of the D. They are supportive of the D.
I can't believe you don't remember this. I cannot believe you don't remember this.
I'm going to let him... I think I know.
Let's let him stew on it for a moment.
Yeah,
yeah. They are supportive of the D.
This came out of your mouth, ma'am.
They are supportive of the D. I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning. They are supportive of the D. They are supportive... I have no idea.
Does that noise in the background elicit any kind of...
They are supportive of the D.
...of where you might be?
Uh-uh. No.
This was not in the studio, I'll tell you that.
Tara supportive of the D. Was it the Celtics game? Was that it?
Defense!
Oh my God, I had a suplex.
Defense! Defense! They really are supportive of the D.
Tara supportive of the D.
I thought I'd never have to hear that woman again in my life.
Those are the two screaming girls that sat next to me and Parrot at the Celtics game a couple weeks ago.
That's all right, right.
Last one.
Catch those balls.
Catch those balls.
I'd like to thank all of sports for making this so easy for
me. Catch those balls. That's got to be us talking about the Patriots and the fact that Drake May is a pretty fine quarterback and those guys can't catch those balls. That's what I think. He can't throw the ball and catch the ball. You guys got to catch the ball when he throws it to you. He had so many great passes yesterday. They were right there. Oh. You guys got to catch the ball. If we catch those balls, we win that game.
You said if we do what, we win what? Good morning.
LaToya for the win on that one.
You got to catch those balls.
Catch those balls. Tara supported the D. Yeah. I was not expecting to see your nipples this morning.
Everything is hard on the show today. I take it back.
Noticing a theme with a lot of the audio, Kennedy, and I'm here for it. Thank you for doing that.
You bet.
Out of context audio, make sure you save that bit. We'll bring it back again at the end of 2025.
Help me find them, and yes, I will.
Oh, that was fun.
If you work anywhere in the retail space around the holidays, it's just utter chaos.
I know. Sorry.
That Lana's been at her shop at 6 a.m. the past couple of days.
This is the busiest season.
Because this is it. This is it. This is the Super Bowl if you're in any type of space where people are buying gifts for other people.
Mm-hmm.
It is utter chaos. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear about it this morning on the show.
I just feel like, you know, I worked retail for one Christmas season at Express in Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most eye-opening, enlightening experience of my life. And I just don't think people realize the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
These are human beings standing behind you, checking you out. They're not robots. Don't be mean.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Katie is from North Reading. Are you working in retail now or you used to?
No, this was years ago when I worked at the Pizza Hut that was in Target.
Oh.
Can I tell you? I love that personal pan pizza. They changed it. It's not the same. I'm very sad.
Okay. Let's stay on the rails, Kennedy.
Get off me! What happened at the Pizza Hut?
I was working Christmas Eve, and some guy, I think it was after like 5 o'clock, and this group of like, I don't know how old they were, and this guy's like, oh, do we get 50% off the pizza because it's after 5? I was like, I looked him straight in the eye and went, absolutely not. Because all I want to do is be home with my family. I'm not giving you a discount on the pizza.
That's right up there.
I don't even get tips.
If it doesn't scan. Oh, I get it for free, right?
Yeah, right.
There's
yeah,
no price exactly. on it. There's no price on it. It's free. What are you?
If you're eating your Christmas planet? Eve dinner at a Pizza Hut inside a Target, things aren't going your way. Give them a discount.
Thank you, Katie.
Life is not lifing the way you want it to.
Stephanie is from Everett. You work in retail?
Yes, for a very long time.
Okay, and what is it like right now? What do you have for tips for people that are coming in to shop with you?
Just be kind to us. That's really all we're asking. It's our job to say hi to you. Like, hi back would be nice. You know, we ask you if you need help. Did you find everything okay? Like, some people stare at us. Some people roll their eyes. They get mad. Like, we have to do that. And maybe you do need help and you don't want to ask. That's why we're there. And we can't fix things for you. We're the low men on the totem pole. We don't create the sales. We can't help what things are priced at. That's completely out of our control.
But I paid 22% less for this product last year. What is wrong with you?
I can't help you with it.
I hear that all the time. I hear people in line when they're buying something complaining to the person who's ringing them up about how much it costs. I'm like, you are talking to the wrong person. They have no control over the price of that.
And you have to say hi to people when they come in, because if it's a secret shopper, you get dinged if you didn't say hi. So let them live.
Yes, we do get dinged for it. We get in trouble and written up for that stuff. Yep. We have to.
All right. Be kind to Stephanie if you're out shopping for retail.
Man, she wanted to get that off her chest for years.
Marie is from Pelham, New Hampshire. 15 years in retail.
Oh, my gosh.
In retail, right?
So I've always worked for the schools, the New Hampshire schools, but I've always worked part-time at retail. But last April, I quit to go work at a nursing home. It's the best decision of my life.
She's like, I made it out.
Aww.
And what would you say to people when they're out shopping retail? Please don't do what?
Please don't pee or poop in the fitting room.
That happened to me more times than I can count.
Wait.
No, 100% they do. Whoa.
Did you just say, please don't pee or poop in the fitting room?
Correct.
Yes, I did.
Why are people doing that?
Because they have to go and there's no bathroom.
There's a bathroom on the same floor, so I'm not sure. It's not just happened once, it's happened multiple times where you go in to clean the fitting room and there's a puddle, or it's underneath the clothes, and the clothes have to be destroyed.
Yep.
Why with our show is this always where we end up?
Because this is what humanity is.
Because there's monsters out there pooping in the fitting room.
Who can't make it halfway through the mall.
How do we always end up here?
And she spent doing that for 15 years. That'd be my last day if someone threw me some gloves and said, clean up the fitting room poop. I'd be like,
I remember
nope.
coming out of the fitting room going, you guys are not going to believe what's in there. And they were like, oh, happens all the time.
Marie, you're a saint. You're a saint.
A saint among people.
But I think the biggest takeaway holiday shopping is to have patience. The cashiers do the best job they can. They don't make the rules. They don't tell you what you can use your coupon on. And don't use your phone when you're at the register. That's my biggest pet peeve.
Agreed. That's so rude.
So if pooping in the fitting room is that normal, and we have a large amount of listeners, then statistically speaking, someone listening right now has pooped in the fitting room. Huh. That's a wild thing to think about.
And if you didn't take it with you, you are an awful human being. I mean, if it had to happen, it had to happen.
Are people taking
it
with them?
No, they're not, Dan. That's the problem.
Oh, my God. This segment blew my mind.
Do you think the person who did that in the dressing room, they did take back the pair of jeans that didn't fit, though? They're like, here, these didn't fit. Thank you. And you're thinking, oh, that was so nice of you. Until you go to clean out the room.
So gross.
I thought we were just going to talk about people not folding the sweaters.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, being rude, yelling. I did not know this was going there. Did not know.
Sorry.
Anyways.
That's life.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. Man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Gimpy Kennedy, presented by a brand new sponsor, Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, and Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week, Kennedy.
Redemption Week.
Say good morning to Macy.
Hello, Macy.
Good morning.
Macy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles to get here this morning.
I swear, she's a real one.
Yes, we appreciate you listening to the show. She showed us a picture from years ago, maybe 2016, donating at which mall was that?
It was the Solomon Pond Mall in Marlboro.
And she was working a high school job there. What were you doing?
I worked. I sold tickets at the movie theater there.
Oh, okay. And she came down. She brought us a toy in the middle of her shift.
Yep, ran over in my lunch break.
You're so good.
And then tell everybody how you got here this morning.
I took the commuter rail over from Worcester, walked over the overpass, and down here to the studio.
A real one, I say.
I'm just saying.
A real one.
You are a real one. Go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
What was the score when you beat Kennedy before?
It was 3-2.
Okay. So you understand how the game works?
I do.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself bragging rights. There's no money on the line because you already got the money ones. Sal is pretty tight when it comes to his money. Hashtag suck it, Sal. All right, question number one. Will you verify, by the way, Kennedy's left the studio?
She has left the studio.
Question number one. It was 8 years ago today in 2016. Camila Cabello quit her group and went solo. Which group was she a part of?
Fifth Harmony.
A list of the 20 most memorable Christmas dinner scenes include Home Alone 2 when Kevin gets an extravagant ice cream dinner from a hotel room service. Which city does Kevin get lost in during Home Alone 2?
New York.
Question number three, Brad Pitt turning 61 today. Which movie does he play the character Achilles and utter this line? Take a listen.
They say your mother is an immortal goddess. They say you can't be killed.
I wouldn't be bothering with the shield then, would I?
A Thessalonian you're fighting. He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
Oh, I don't know. I'll guess, Spartacus?
All right, question number four. 58 years ago today, 1966, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. What is the name of Grinch's dog?
Max.
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo is donating over $2 million from her world tour to women's charities worldwide through her Fund for Good initiative. What is the name of the tour Olivia is still on?
It's the Guts Tour.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Better than you did last time.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Macy, she beat you before 3-2.
Okay.
It's very rare you only get two.
It happens.
Got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right, then.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I think so.
8 years ago today in 2016, Camila Cabello quit her group and went solo. Which group was she a part of?
Oh, my God. Girls. Oh, my God.
We are in her head. Need an answer, Kennedy.
I simply don't have it.
Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony.
That's a good start for Macy.
Sure 1-0 for Macy. Question number two. A list of the 20 most memorable Christmas dinner scenes include Home Alone 2 when Kevin gets an extravagant ice cream dinner from hotel room service. Which city does Kevin get lost in during Home Alone 2?
New York.
2-1. Brad Pitt, 61 today. Which movie does he play the characters Achilles and utter this line? Take a listen.
They say your mother is an immortal goddess. They say you can't be killed.
I wouldn't be bothering with the shield then, would I?
A Thessalonian you're fighting. He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
Troy.
We're back tied at 2 apiece. Question number four. 58 years ago today, 1966, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. What is the name of Grinch's dog?
Max.
I have How the Grinch Stole Christmas on green vinyl. So on one side, it is the entire TV show, all the 30-minute TV show. And then on the other side, it has the songs only.
You're a mean one.
That is so cool.
It is pretty cool. And it's so old, it's like it pops and everything.
That's why you listen to records, buddy.
Yeah. We are tied at three, going to the final question, Kennedy. Olivia Rodrigo is donating over $2 million from her world tour to women's charities through her Fund for Good initiative. What is the name of the tour Olivia is still on? Kennedy is now putting her face into the palm of her hand. She's
there's
bent over.
There's guts and there's sour, and I just don't know which is which.
Mm.
You know who did know which is which?
Macy.
Macy.
Macy's looking you dead in the eye right now.
The windows of your soul.
Yep.
Guts. Oh, I was literally flipping a coin in my head. Wow, Macy. Well done, friend.
Well, that whole train ride was for nothing now.
We had fun.
We had so much fun.
Yeah.
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 That's what matters.
Don't listen to those boys. They're mean.
I love Macy to death.
Same.
I met Macy before. Tell everybody what town you work, or what city, what neighborhood you work in, Macy.
I work in God's country, Charlestown.
Let's go. You hear that, Kennedy?
Mike, after everything you did here, I want to go get my car and drive you to work real
quick. You got time.
I mean, you don't want me to drive you, but the sentiment is there.
Yeah, thank how are you getting to work
can
from
I
here?
Can I Uber you?
I'm going to get back on a train. No.
We have a mixed truck, Dan.
Well, you're not allowed to drive it.
Oh, that's true. None of us have insurance to drive. Well, thank you for coming in. We really appreciate it. Seriously.
Thank you very much for having
me. It was super fun. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Macy from Boylston.
Hey, guys. It's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
Producer Dan says we should call it the Retail Rant Line, and
I love it.
I love that name,
Dan.
That
is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Write that one down. Save that one. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. Julie is from Pepperell. How long have you worked in retail, Julie?
So it's been a long time, but I think I worked for like, I know all through high school and then some, so like maybe 4 or 5, 6 years.
Which in dog years is like 50 years.
In retail years, it's
forever.
A lifetime.
It'll age you fast.
Forever.
And you have a tip of what people should or should not do?
So my biggest thing is that we spend all this time to make these display tables, like, you know, folding the shirts and making them look so perfect and so nice. And then all of the sizes are lined up from small to large, small starts at the top, large, you know, extra large goes at the bottom. And there's even a little sticker on the outside, so it tells you what size is where. And people still, like, you know, they just rip apart all the shirts looking for their size, and then they just leave them.
Like, I realize that at some places, you know, they're folded very specifically. You know, like, mm-hmm. at Express, we had a very specific way we had to fold sweaters and jeans and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that maybe you can redo real fast. But just the effort of just maybe just folding it in half and putting it back where it came from, that would be applauded.
When
I don't care what your house looks like.
Those are the same people who don't put their shopping cart back and just leave it in a parking space at the grocery store.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
When I met Lana, she worked at Old Navy.
Yeah.
She worked all through, that's how she paid her way through college, was working at Old Navy, and even worked there after she graduated college.
It's gigantic and filled with so many clothes.
And I used to go in sometimes after hours during the holidays because they were just so swamped.
It's insane.
I can fold Old Navy shirts, Dan. I know their secret fold.
A lot of layers to you, man.
It helps them lay down flatter. I don't know what to tell you.
Hannah is from Wilmington and wants to talk fitting rooms again. No, we talked about this last hour. I can't go back.
Was she talking about something different in a fitting room?
If Hannah needs to vent, Hannah needs to vent.
If you missed a phone call last hour, somebody called in and said, please don't pee or poop.
It's
in
not
a
bathroom.
Room.
You can just say it like that. It's okay. Not a bathroom.
All right. What do you want?
It's not a bathroom.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Honestly, my biggest tip is don't get upset with the retail workers for things that are out of our control. We don't make the prices. We don't make the return policies. Please just be kind.
See, you scared her from now. She had to change her thing.
Oh.
That's not what she called
what
in about.
What were you going to say? Pee or poop again?
Yeah.
So you've experienced that too. That wasn't a one-off.
Yeah. It's not a one-off. at all.
It was not a, like, two or three off either.
No. It happens all the time. And don't get me started on diapers.
Oh, God, no.
Why are people peeing and pooping in a fitting room, in a dressing room, in a store?
Because
guys,
they feel they can't make it to the next place. I don't know.
Because we're collapsing as a society.
Agreed, Daniel.
Terrace from Carver. Somebody tried to return what?
A used pregnancy test.
How did they broach that with you when they got to the counter?
Oh, they had it in a Ziploc baggie. They slammed it on the counter and said that it didn't work.
And, this was not the answer I wanted. Well, thank God it was in a Ziploc bag and it wasn't having to touch it all with your fingers.
Oh, my God. I'm like, no, you need to take that back. I can't. You peed on it.
You win. You win the day.
Yeah. Well, I've also had people, I worked at Walmart customer service desk a long time ago, and they also tried to return dead fish to me. That was the other fun favorite thing.
Dead? Oh, like, so they bought some goldfish.
Keep your dead animals in peed
sticks. So somebody bought some like goldfish and tried to.
So the dumpster behind Walmart is filled with old pregnancy tests and dead fish.
Amanda's from Brookline. Good morning, Amanda.
I've never been so happy to not work in retail in my life.
10 years you worked in real. I did two Christmases at Mrs. Fields Cookies in a department store, and it was utter chaos.
One Christmas at Express, I'll never do it again. But I firmly believe everyone should have to do it at least once in their life. It'll make you a better person.
And what are your thoughts, Amanda?
Absolutely. I have many. 10 years, many thoughts. I echo everyone saying just please be kind and nice and patient, underlining patient. Mm-hmm. We don't make the rules. If our return policy is XYZ, like if you ask to speak with the manager, like the rules aren't going to magically change. Trust that you're being told the right thing. We are not magicians. We're not lying to you when if you ask if something's in stock and we say no, like we're not lying.
It's not in the back. It's never in the back.
It's not.
Sometimes it is in the back.
Very, very.
Sometimes it is in the back.
Very rarely. And the person would typically know that.
Sometimes it is in the back, Kennedy.
But the person would know that.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they gotta look.
And so that's like actually the fun thing. If you're nice to us, we will go above and beyond. Like, I will look in the corners of the stockroom. If you're nice to me and patient and kind and wait your turn like a normal human, I'll go and look for something for you. But if you're rude, I will go downstairs, wait in the stairway for a couple minutes, and come back and say, no, ma'am, we don't have anything.
That's my girl. That's my girl.
That's great. All right. 617-931-1234.
Bless you all.
Do we want to continue on with the retail
rant
line?
Yes. Heck yes.
I feel like we've heard everything that could possibly happen in a dressing room.
I think so.
617-931-1234. You can call or text that number.
Still haven't heard the one thing I'm thinking of.
I've done some stuff in a dressing room, but it wasn't anything about bathroom stuff.
Dan, Kennedy.
Sure have.
That's my girl. Yeah. Sorry, this side of the table's cool.
And caught someone doing it, which is really awful.
Can we go back to the pee and poop conversation, please? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. I guess nothing should shock me anymore, but I still get shocked. You still shock me every day.
Well, if it's something you have not been experienced, and because you're a decent and kind human.
I don't know about all of that.
I do. And listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I've known you longer than anybody.
It's true.
So, I mean, hear me now.
No, listen, I've experienced a little bit of life, but I just never in a million years would imagine somebody peeing or pooping in a dressing room.
You ever had a kid that really had to go to the bathroom and they couldn't make it?
I get that, but I wouldn't have left it.
Correct.
I would have been like, oh my God, we had an accident.
Correct.
I need some help.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Correct.
I'm not dining and dashing in that situation.
Pooping and partying. All right, anyway, I digress. I don't want to say those words anymore, but go on. Pineapple.
So it is the retail rant line. Great name, Dan.
Thank you.
Pam is from Weymouth. And this is specifically about affluent women shopping over the holidays in retail.
Yes.
Give it to me.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Pam,
go ahead.
Waiting on you.
Oh, hi. How are you? Yeah, so I worked at a Whole Foods.
It was a, you know, an affluent community. And I had retired from Verizon, so this was like a second gig for me, no big deal. And they treated you like you were their servants. It was just really ridiculous. So this woman came through my line, and she, I didn't stop the belt, God forbid, and her grapes got squished. And she started screaming at me, "You've squished my grapes." And I said, "I'm very sorry. Would you like to go get some, you know, another bag of grapes?" "No, I hand-picked those." I said, "I'm very sorry."
Off the vine?
"I'm going to get home."
Huh? I said, "Off the vine?"
Yeah, exactly, right? So she said, "When I get home, I'm going to check them. And if there's anything wrong with them, I'm calling the store and complaining about you. What is your name?" So I told her, and I said, "Have a nice day." And then I looked at my manager, and I said, "Break!" I need to get out of this line.
Good for you, taking care of yourself and your mental health, walking away from that situation. Yeah, don't be a jerk.
"Craig, I got to take five. I squished the grapes."
Oh, please.
Yeah,
I
just
can't.
You have to understand the holidays are just chaotic for people that
and
work
you are
in
no
retail.
Better than the person right. who's waiting on you. Full
no.
stop.
Doesn't and matter how much money you have.
It happened in our house yesterday. So Lana owns, you know, an embroidery business, yeah. and this time of year, it is super busy. They only have, you know, she has one full-time and one part-time employee. She's been going in at 6 a.m. Yeah. every day. Last night, she got home at like 6 p.m. And wow. she says to Barrett, "Hey, would you mind running an errand for me real quick?" And he got this attitude with her. And they ended up getting into an argument about it. And so later I saw him and he's like, "I don't understand what she was so mad about." I was like, "What she's mad about is it's the holidays and she's working from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and people are busting her balls all the time and she doesn't need to come home and have you bust her balls."
And Barrett, whether you believe it or not, you are an employee of Boston Bell. And if you want to make your paper boo-boo, you need to do your work.
Danielle is from good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I love that.
How's it going in retail this time of year for you?
So this was high school and college. My job was in a dry cleaner, and I just want to say, check your pockets, people. We will anyway, because if a pen's in there, it ruins everything. But I found money, I found illicit substances, evidence of affairs. The worst, though, was someone left their relative's ashes. We got it back to them, it was fine, but oh my God, check your pockets.
Because the holidays,
great
you're just, the holidays, you're taking a lot of clothes to the cleaners, you know, yeah, you gotta have, yeah.
I've never thought about that, the weird things you'd find in someone's pockets if you work dry cleaning.
I mean, I found something when I bought it at Goodwill, but yeah.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Lynn is from Rutland, and you worked at the customer service desk.
Yeah, in the supermarket in Stop and Shop. And we used to have a gentleman come in every Saturday with a store-bought pies. He would take two pieces out of the pie, come back, say the pie was stale, and they had a no-questions-asked return, and we'd have to give him double his money back.
So that pie was stale every single week, huh?
So that works.
Every single week, the same pie was stale. You know, he would get a different pie every week. And he would, like, take one or two pieces out, bring it back, say the pie was stale, you know, store policy, no questions asked, and double your money back.
All right. I know what I'm doing this all.
At what point do you have to have a little shame that you've, like, you've seen this same lady for 2 months saying the pie's stale? Just buy the pie.
Thank you.
It's going to get more expensive if you keep bringing back the pie.
People have no shame. They have told us they're peeing and pooping in the dressing room stand.
Let's bring back shame. People should have shame.
Sue is from Watertown.
Shame. Just a little bit of shame in the right circumstances.
How long you worked in retail, especially like during the holidays?
Oh, 12 years.
Bless your heart.
You hear the way
heart.
She says it? A hard 12 years.
It ages you.
Nobody knows.
It's like being president. You know, 4 years later, you're like, I can't do this anymore.
It does, but you learn a lot. You learn a lot.
You do.
What's the craziest story you've seen happen?
Well, I was pretty young when I had started, and I worked in a nice dress shop, and we had to be dressed beautifully. And it was the time when policies really started to change to say you could return anything, no questions asked, and the customer's always right. And this woman came in, and she had a bag, and she said, this dress shrunk. I washed it according to the directions, and it shrunk, and I'm very upset. And she pulled the dress out of the bag, and it was soaking wet. She had not put it in the dryer, and she threw it on the counter, and it was like a giant sponge. The water went everywhere, all over me, all over the counter, all over the cash register, all over everything.
And you're just like, damn, what are you doing?
And she felt completely, you know, justified that this was the appropriate way to convey her anger.
I'm sorry that in your life you have no control over things or people, and that you feel you need to take it out on folks at work around you. That's all that is.
I'm not going to lie. Back in our day, Kennedy, you didn't take stuff back because they said no. That has changed now.
Oh, 100%.
Back in my day, you could not take it back. If the tags came off of it, you could not take it back.
Totally.
That was it. End of story.
Yeah, but that's why you bought the little gun that put the tag back on it.
I feel like if every retail worker was allowed to punch one customer a year, everybody would act better because you never know if they still have that one in the chamber.
Or if everybody had to do that job. You know what I mean? Then you might have a little bit of compassion and empathy. Of course, you'd have to have that to begin with.
And just, we both went with solutions. You went empathy. I went face punching.
I'm here for both.
Both work.
I'm here for both.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Allie from Lynn.
Hi, Allie.
Hello.
Dropping your daughter off at school. What's her name?
Stella.
Stella?
Yep.
What grade?
She's in first grade.
First grade. Getting ready for the holiday break, right? Is this week it? She go to school next week, too?
Yep. No, she's done today, and then she's off until around New Year's.
Done today. Let's go half day today.
My girlfriend is a kindergarten teacher, and she is counting the days until Christmas break.
Bless her heart.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Allie?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
So five trivia questions, all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Macaulay Culkin says he considered buying the Home Alone house just for giggles. It's currently listed at just over $5 million. Which state did Home Alone take place in?
Michigan?
Question number two. Netflix is working on a docuseries on Mike Tyson. What was Mike's nickname when he was a boxer?
Iron Mike.
Question number three. Christina Aguilera turning 44 today. She has songs like Reflection and Loyal, Brave, and True. She did them for which Disney movie?
Mulan.
Question number four. Kristen Cavallari shared that she once woke up to an intruder in her vacation rental. She found a masked man crawling on her bedroom floor while her son was in bed with her.
Nope.
The man stole cash but was caught and the money was recovered. Cavallari rose to fame in 2004 on which MTV reality show?
Road Rules?
And question number five, Sia turning 49 today. She has had one song reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It spent 4 weeks there back in 2016 and featured Sean Paul.
Shut up, Paul.
Name the song.
I don't remember. I think all I can think of is Chandelier.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio. You guys have any big plans for the holidays?
No, I think we're just going to hang around and one day go to maybe the Museum of Science.
That's a good spot. Good spot.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Or maybe the Boston Children's Museum.
Allie got 2 out of 5, I believe.
Okay, well done, my friend.
That's better than I thought.
They're hard. You ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin says he considered buying the Home Alone house just for giggles. Right now it's listed at just over $5 million. Which state did Home Alone take place in?
Illinois.
That is correct. There's a really funny conversation on the internets about what he did for a living to be able to afford that home.
He'd take his whole family to Paris.
Right, yeah. He had a pretty good job, whatever he was doing.
I knew.
I always thought he made like $1 million with that house.
It was a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1-0. Question number two. Netflix is working on a docuseries on Mike Tyson. What was his nickname as a boxer?
Iron Mike.
Isn't there already a docuseries out there?
Like, he did one.
Yes.
He did his own.
Oh, so... 2-1, question number 3. Christina Aguilera turning 44 today. She did the songs Reflection and Loyal, Brave, and True for which Disney movie?
Mulan.
3-2, question number 4. Kristen Cavallari shared she once woke up to an intruder in her vacation rental. She found a masked man crawling on her bedroom floor while her son was in bed with her. The man stole cash but was caught and the money was recovered. Cavallari rose to fame in 2004 on which MTV reality show?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach is it. Cavallari? I can't remember.
Cavallari.
4-2, question number 5. Sia turns 49 today. She has had one song reach number 1. It's been 4 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 1. Came out in 2016, and it featured Sean Paul. Named the song.
Titanium?
I love Cheap Thrills, Kennedy.
Oh, right. I completely forgot about that
I know.
Song.
It's crazy. We played it every 10 minutes, and then it just disappeared.
I don't even think I could sing a lick of it right now.
I love Cheap Thrills. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
Oh, there we go. All right. I got it. Thanks, Dan.
And if you hang on 4.5 minutes, I will play it for you,
Thank
Kennedy.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know what you're going to be doing in 4.5
I'll be
minutes.
Right here.
Okay, good.
Dialed in.
Allie Kennedy gets the win 4-2. I'm sorry to get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Allie from Lynn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. You can share the love of the brand new Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Bob from Lynn.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Oh, we put a little razzle-dazzle on that.
You too.
Bob sounds like he could be like the voiceover guy.
Mm-hmm.
You ever work in radio or television or voice work, Bob?
No, I haven't. I do a little DJ in here and there.
All right. DJ Bob in the house. Is that your DJ name?
DJ 808 B-O-B.
That's
DJ 808.
What's up? I love that. All right. Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who played Effie White in the movie adaptation of Dreamgirls?
Sofia Vergara.
Question number 2. Paris Hilton is heading back to Capitol Hill to try to convince the House of Representatives to pass her Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. True or false, Paris is earning up to $1 million a gig as an EDM DJ. True or false?
True.
What movie stars Joaquin Phoenix as a troubled clown and comedian who becomes a villain?
I got a pass.
All right. Question number 4. What is the name of the fictional coffee shop in Seinfeld?
Central Perk.
Question number 5. Which pop star appeared in the movie Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets?
What?
You don't remember that movie?
No.
Huh. We talked about it when
Star
it happened.
Wars.
We talked a lot about it when it happened because it was not good. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How quickly we forget. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
You're in the presence of DJ 808.
Yes.
Let's go.
Bob is a DJ as well, and he goes by the DJ name 808 B-O-B.
Oh, I get it?
Get it? 808 B-O-B. That's
yes.
It, Kennedy.
808 and heartbreak, baby.
I have Bob getting 1 out of 5 correct, Kennedy. Soooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooooo These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
You bet.
Who played Effie White in the movie adaptation of Dreamgirls?
Jennifer Hudson.
It was J. Hud, Jennifer Hudson. Paris Hilton is heading back to Capitol Hill to try to convince the House of Representatives to pass her Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act. True or false, Paris is earning up to $1 million a gig as an EDM DJ. True or false?
Absolutely true.
It is true. 2-1 question number 3. Which movie stars Joaquin Phoenix as a troubled clown and comedian who becomes a villain?
Joker.
3-1 question number 4. What's the name of the fictional coffee shop in Seinfeld?
Monks.
Wow. Central Perk is friends. DJ 808.
Yeah.
No.
I knew that after I said it.
Question number 5. Which pop star appeared in the movie Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets?
Right. Look at her face. No one knows what that movie is.
I know. Straight to video, Kennedy. And we talked about it a lot when it happened.
We did?
Yes.
Did
well, you
we?
Did. Yeah, well, you and your dirty.
I did?
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
No, Rihanna. Remember Rihanna did that movie?
No.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
I don't think it's real.
Nobody remembers that.
Seriously, no one.
Yep.
Well, what's it called again?
Valerian in the City of the Thousand Planets.
That's too many planets for one city. That's why it flopped.
Oh, well, with Cara Delevingne starring, how could it go wrong? Ethan Hawke was in it?
It was a big movie. We talked about it when it happened.
I find it hard to believe we talked about it.
That's
47%
true.
On the old Rotten Tomatoes.
10 out of 10.
All right, good enough.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. I'm sorry, DJ 808. You do not get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play.
We do.
When's your next DJ gig? Where are you doing it? Give yourself a plug.
It's a couple weeks coming up.
Yeah, is it a private gig? All right, you want to give out where it's going to be? Just people show up? No?
Or your details if somebody wants one?
Yeah, what if somebody wants to hire you, DJ 808? Where would they find you?
Yeah, just look me up, DJ 808.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
He's got Google.
You got the web. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bob, DJ 808 from Lynn, and I always get beat by Kennedy.